Walk down Wood Street at the intersection of East 18th and Oakland, and you'll notice a jarring difference between two sides of the road. On one side is a row of new condos. On the other side sits a row of RVs, cars, shopping carts, and piles of trash. This is also where at least 200 people live, in the Wood Street encampment. 53-year-old resident John Janosco has lived here for almost a decade.
There has been a sense of community from day one, even though it might not have been as apparent as people would like it to be.
John is energetic and funny. He's an active cyclist and says he rides his bike almost every day. When I talked to John, he was getting over a brush with illness, but he didn't dwell on that. Instead, he talked about planning a bike ride to Southern California. At Wood Street, John is a well-known community member who supports other residents.
I wanted people out there to know, like, this is an encampment that is really trying to make strides and doing efforts to change, not just what's going on here, but to help change the whole perception of homelessness and to let people know that they're not just lazy drug addicts out here. These are people that have, you know, so many different talents, and artists and mechanics and plumbers and people who work heavy machinery, and it's not fair. It's really not fair for people to give up and not treat people out here like humans.
John is also a plaintiff in an ongoing legal case against the California Department of Transportation, or Caltrans, who wanted to clear the encampment at the beginning of August. But residents and advocates pushed back legally. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order against the removal because Caltrans and the city of Oakland don't have places to shelter the hundreds of residents who would be displaced. Bridget Nicoletti, a legal advocate for the Wood Street residents, says that the decision is a welcome reprieve for folks who would have had to pack up their entire lives to move. However, she recognizes that they might be fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of my big concerns is that there really just is a big power imbalance here. You know, we have folks who are homeless suing city and state agencies with $1 billion and $1 million budgets. And I just really hope that the defendants take really seriously the proposals and the rights of the folks who are living in Wood Street.
Caltrans has cited safety concerns as grounds for eviction, notably a number of fires that have happened at the encampment. One fire in July damaged part of 880 and forced Caltrans to close a section of the freeway. The encampment is also near a sewage treatment plant, which, if damaged, would pose risks to the wider Bay Area. John acknowledges the concerns around fires, but says they are a direct result of residents not being able to have access to basic services.
I mean, what would you expect to happen with anybody? If you go take 300 people that are housed right now and push them, or just take a neighborhood and turn off all their electricity, their water, and resources and stuff, what would you expect would happen to that neighborhood with nothing? I would assume there would be some fires because of candles being lit.
Wood Street residents themselves are terrified of fire, particularly because there's no running water accessible throughout the encampment. This has forced residents to conduct informal fire safety training on their own. The trash buildup around the encampment is another example of how residents don't have access to services that house neighbors may take for granted. John says that the city designated two dumping areas outside the encampment where residents are allowed to leave garbage for collection. But the city hasn't provided dumpsters, so trash from hundreds of residents spills out into the street.
Trash and the plight. Like, most encampments, if you see them, there's this element of trash around. And it's not really just because of the homeless population being there. It's because the city doesn't provide a resource for us to get rid of the trash.
The inside of the Wood Street encampment is nothing like what's visible from the street. People on the other side of the fence may just see the trash, but behind that, the encampment is huge, with almost 25 city blocks that wind in and out under the freeway, forming different neighborhoods. John and I meet at the Wood Street Commons. Couches and dining tables on rugs with plywood walls provide makeshift living rooms. There's also a community closet offering residents free clothes and often food. Further in is another area called the Cob on Wood, where unhoused folks meet and gather in cob houses originally constructed by a nonprofit. Here's Wood Street resident Demetrius, who gave me a tour of the buildings.
So this is the old kitchen right here. Anybody was welcome here. Have you ever been down here?
Never.
Right, so it's a big encampment. It goes all the way down, probably about a quarter mile. This is the kitchen. It's really not in use no more because everybody's got their own personal stuff. So this is for anybody, though, whoever needs to use it. This is another little living quarters, like a little room. I'll show you right here. That's for anybody, too. Anybody that didn't have a tent or a trailer or something. And that was another one, little small houses. And They were using, this is a garden that was being planted with all types of stuff. This is another little living quarters. Places to cook at out here. A fire pit, and then a yard and music, a little area over here, and gardens over here.
Demetrius and other residents are worried that being displaced will mean destroying a rare safe space that they've put so much effort into cultivating. The city of Oakland received a $4.7 million grant from the state that could be used to help clean Wood Street and house residents in city-run community cabins. However, money would only cover 50 cabins, which, even with two people to a cabin, wouldn't be enough to house all the residents here. But John says that many residents are wary of city-run housing sites, like the Village of Tough Shed Cabins on East 12th Street, and they're not eager to trade the stability and community at Wood Street for external rules. For many residents, uprooting can be traumatic. John says that before he came to Wood Street, he lived in at least 15 distinct encampments, many of which lasted only 6 months at a time. For John and others with similar experiences, evictions can trigger a lot of painful memories.
Honestly, whenever they would come after that for a couple of years, the beeping noise of the trucks backing up basically startled us and made me start, I would always start crying. We'd jump up, the beeping noise, and it's like, Caltrans is here. And we already knew we had 5 minutes to get as much stuff we can together and move off of the piece of land that we're at.
Meanwhile, the legal fight continues. Jazz Calibri, another plaintiff in the case against Caltrans, is trying to amplify voices of the Wood Street residents. Recently, she spent the afternoon walking around the encampment in her combat boots and slip dress. As we walked through the encampment together, she stopped every couple hundred feet to hand out her survey and talk to residents.
I'm going to head down that way to get hand more of these out.
Jazz is handing out surveys to collect written testimony for the trial. Many residents who work during the day can't make it to court, but she still wants their voices to be represented. For Jazz, the fight is bigger than just stopping Caltrans from kicking them out. She says she wants the Wood Street community to flourish.
I think we need to propose, like, the dream scenario, because they're going to whittle us down no matter what. So if we start, like, what would be ideal, and then hopefully through the negotiation process, we'll at least end up with something that meets people's basic needs.
Wood Street residents have several demands to make their encampment safer, especially if they have nowhere else to go. They're calling for regular trash collection from the city, which would mean cleaner streets for everyone, and access to basic services like water, sanitation, and electricity, which could reduce overall fire risk. Caltrans declined an interview, citing the pending litigation, but sent a statement saying that, quote, the court's temporary order will delay efforts to address the increasingly serious safety risks to life, property, and infrastructure at the encampment, including from the recent fire that prompted the closure of the MacArthur Maze. Caltrans will continue coordinating with the City of Oakland and Alameda County so the people living at the site will have access to shelter beds offered and provided by local partners. John and Jazz are hopeful about what Wood Street could be if given more resources, but both also say that encampment residents need to be recognized and seen as equals in coming up with collaborative solutions. Here's John again.
If you've never lived this life and you've always been somebody that's, you know, been on the other side of the fence, how would you possibly know what people out here need or how they're feeling or what really is they've gone through and stuff? We just want people to work with us.
From Oakland, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan for KPFA.